WX2PGR is KD2EAT. WX2PGR is KD2EAT. Well, Paul usually does the net on Saturday, so I'm gonna give him another shot here. WX2PGR is KD2EAT. Do you copy? Good evening, this is KD2EIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Okay, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'm up at camp. It's currently raining like crazy, and it's 57 degrees out. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
K2ZZZ, hi Jeff.
K2ZZZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Well, we got some rain here. It started about, they said it was start afternoon. And it did. By about 1 o'clock it started slowly, and then got pretty heavy for a while and got pretty windy, and dropped the temperature down. I think it's, last I looked out it was still raining, but not, you know, just steady and not anything to speak to get excited about. And we're at 59.0, 59 right on the nose. And temperature here. So that's about it from down this way. KA2ZZ, back to you.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, we've been getting, we had some really hard rain, and now it's still raining pretty hard, but I'd agree it's a little more steady here than it was earlier, where it was just, it was raining so hard I couldn't hear myself think here in the camp. So that's what happens when the rain hits the roof here. So we're about the same temperature, and well, I don't mind. We need a little rain up here at camp. Some of the streams here are really low, and in fact, our rain here started about, I don't know, about 4 o'clock or so when it started raining here, and after about 5 hours, normally you go to some of these streams and they'd all be overflowing, and they're just as stagnant as they have been, and so it's really dry. The ground's soaking it right up, so I guess we could use it. But all right, Jack, thanks for checking in, and we'll probably catch you on Octane later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, it's myself. I've been up at camp all day. I did some hunting this morning, and it was an interesting time out there because it was really windy here early in the day. It was almost like a hurricane up here. It was just constant wind, and so it was an interesting time on the woods. You always thought there was something coming, but really it was just branches and stuff falling out of the trees. And but the leaves up here at the camp up here by North Lake have really changed. Matter of fact, I noticed the difference between today and yesterday. It's we have a lot of fall colors out here right now. That's about all there is to report. So we had to do, well, we did have to get some firewood today. My cousins are up from Vermont here, and they didn't pay attention to camp that much this summer, and when they came up, they realized they were woefully short on firewood, so we had to kind of do a mad scramble today and get them hooked up and get them ready for hunting season. That's about all there is to report here. So this is KD2AIT, looking for check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. This is KD2AIT. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Well, this is the quietest Saturday I've had in a while. All right. I'm now going to close the Black River Valley Service Net, return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack for checking in tonight, and say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Jeff, didn't you tell me a while back, or give me a, you have a website, and it has pictures of your camp and so on?
Roger. That's KD2AIT.com. So it's my call sign, basically, .com.
Okay, very good. That's your website?
Roger, yeah, that's my, it's one of my websites. I have quite a few of them, but, yeah, that's why I send everybody if they want to take a look at the camp.
Okay, just not at com, but dot com, gotcha. Okay, I'll take a look at it again when I get a chance to. Okay, very good, thanks. Catch you later, Jeff. Enjoy the weekend there. Well, that rain is still coming, but I think we're going to see the end of it by tomorrow, I hope. KD2, where is it?
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I hope so, too. I'd like to get out there tomorrow morning and do a little more hunting and before I get out of here. And I'm not going to do it in the rain. Let's just put it that way. All right. Yeah, take a look. It should be up. All right. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, WB2RUQ.
WB2RUQ, this is KD2AIT. Sorry, I didn't expect you to get on there that quick. How's your trip? WB2RUQ, this is KD2AIT.
Yeah, WB2RUQ. Gloria's sitting over here on her iPad, and I'm sitting here, and trip's going well. I don't know, we're in the high 80s today in Florida, and we're down on the ocean this evening over at Dr. Hector's, and it's good. I mean, we've been here a number of times, so we know our way around. So, going good.
Okay, good. Is the weather all right, or is it raining or anything?
No, it's a bit overcast out over the ocean, but other than that, it's been sunny and a slight bit of humidity, and the heat's been up there a little bit.
Well, listen, don't complain about the heat. Well, I just got back from the Hayes camp there, and it was an interesting conversation. I got to learn a little more history about the property, and I guess apparently Earl is the one that had bought up the property first.
I'm not aware of Earl having bought that property. maybe he did. I'd have to go back and look in the deed. But I don't remember Earl having bought that property. Although, all I know is as a kid, suddenly Dad and all the uncles had that, that property, and I didn't know at the time who they bought it from, so it wouldn't have been from Earl. He was long dead, but it may have been from Grandma Capron. But you have to look at the deed. I just don't remember it going that way. WB2REQ.
Well, the deed basically it only goes back to when they subdivided it, and I think it was I think it was basically so they subdivided from Norm or Clint. I can't remember which brother it said they subdivided it from. So it doesn't go back any further than that, other than referring to entries in the book, in the deed book. So I don't know. I was just talking to them. I guess from what Tom had said, Earl had found the property. Somebody had had to sell it quick or whatever. They were in debt or something, and Earl had picked up the property, and then it had gotten somehow split up between all the siblings, and that's what he had heard about it.
Huh. Well, that might be true. I just don't remember it as a kid. But the one who probably would remember is Bob Ziegler, since he was one of the five people. Ann Eleanor's husband, and Bob is mentally very sharp, so you might want to go to Ziegler's garage and ask Bob the history of that, because he clearly would know. WB2REQ.
Yeah, if I run into him, I'll ask him. Because I know the guy that lumbered out the place there, Koenig's there, Bruce, he said he remembers when Harry's father owned the place, they had logged it out for him. He goes back many, 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 many years ago. So that's why it seemed to all tie in when, because I had asked Tom about his grandpa doesn't remember anymore, and I Clint doesn't seem to remember anymore either. So.
Yeah, well, that would have been Koenig's father, Otto. He and Earl were friends, I know that. Ask Bobby. I mean, Bobby's as sharp as a tack, so I'd go ask Bobby, because he was one of the five, so he would know.
Okay. Well, other than that, not much else going on up here. Those guys, they didn't get up here at all this summer. Everybody had something going on, and they never cut themselves any firewood. So today they were scrambling, and they were going to buy some, and because they didn't have any for hunting camp here next month. But we scrambled around here, and we found some cut wood that me and Jeff had cut earlier this year on a trail. We didn't cut it for firewood, but we had cut it just to get it out of the way of the trail, and I loaded up the truck with that, and then Clinton had some laying around that he said we could have, so we got them all stocked up with firewood down there, and it was kind of a long day. I did get some hunting done, and well, it's really windy up here today. It's every when you're sitting out there in the woods, you can just constantly hear branches hitting the ground, and it was a very confusing day out in the woods.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't know what your weather report is. I don't think you guys got over 60 today, or maybe in the 50s. Okay. Well, I'm not going to tie you up long here, but everything here in St. Augustine, Florida is nice. That's all I can say. So let me throw this back to you for a final, or if you got more, then keep talking. KD2AIT, WB2REQ.
Yeah, we were up in the 70s here earlier today. It was actually a nice day most of the day. The rain didn't really come in until about 4 or so, but it's a steady long rain. But we kind of need it up here, so it's not that big of a deal. And you were able to get everything done you needed to get done today before the weather hit. So, but yeah, the camp down there is looking all right. Actually, they put a new roof on down there, and the place doesn't leak anymore, so that's kind of nice. But I'm up here just kind of hanging out. They all wanted to get to bed early because they're heading back to Vermont there early in the morning, and what's Tom? Tom's a little younger than you, so I'd say he's late 50s or early 60s, very early. Anyway, neither one of them, and the other guy there, Bob, he's up in he's almost 70 there. Neither one of them were very used to hauling and stacking wood, so they were kind of, they were tuckered out pretty early. I think they went to bed about 8:30 or so, but anyway, so not much else going on. Just kind of hanging out here. I'm picking up camp, and I'm going to do some hunting tomorrow in the morning if it's not raining. Otherwise, then I'm going to head on home.
Okay, well, glad you didn't count on that bear meat. All right, well, good. Glad the Hazes can make it up, and yeah, that's about it. Like I said, we're settling in for the week here, and hotel's fairly busy tonight. They're booked solid, so it appears that this area stays busy with tourists year round. So not bad. We're right on the island here. You have to look at a map of St. Augustine, but there's an island called Anastasia Island, and we're right in the middle of Anastasia Island. And that's where John and Dawn and the kids live. John's got his business here, and then we're just down the street from his business here at the Sleep Inn. All right. Well, back to you for a wrap-up, and that's it from my side. KD2AIT, WB2AQ.
Okay, well, we'll hold you back from your vacation there, and you two have a good time, and have a lot of fun while you're down there, and maybe you can make the drive back in less than a week this time. I didn't think you were ever going to get down there. What was it, 4 or 5 days or something like that took you to get down there? But, all right, well, have a good time while you're down there, and tell John and Dawn I said hi, and the kids there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. We'll be clear.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, you can make it faster, but we took a good pace down and got to see some country, so we got a little bit off the beaten track and then got back on, and 95 was easy driving. We picked that up below Richmond, Virginia, so yeah, we're going to come back, hoping to cut up through western North Carolina, pick up 81, and head back up to Scranton and cut back over to 84 in Newburgh. And quite familiar with that area. That's between Asheville and Andrews, North Carolina. So that'll be a good trip. All right. We'll be seeing you. KD2AIT, WB2REQ, clear.
This is KD2Zeros at City United County. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. All stations are welcome. Stations come now, please.
This is KD2AIT, and I have a query, too.
KD2AIT. Hello, Jeff. Go ahead with your query.
I haven't heard KB2KOJ lately. Is everything all right?
Yeah. In fact, he's checking the what we call Southern Tier. He's checking the only answer in Norwich repeated for us right now. He can reach those because he lives in Oroville. He can reach those repeaters. Although he can reach this one too. That's fine. So, but I usually do a couple. He usually does a couple. Sometimes we have a couple other people that can help out, you know. So, no, everything's fine. In fact, as I say, he's on tonight. He's just, he's doing the Southern Tier. That's all.
Okay, roger that. I just, I hadn't heard him in a while, and I wasn't sure, so. All right, I'll turn it over back to that. KD2AIT.
Yeah, okay, Jeff. Very good. Yeah, I took a quick look at your unit again. I know I did look at it before. Interesting. It's very interesting. Okay. Any other stations for Rockton tonight with or without traffic? I guess it's just you and I for both time. Jeff, thanks for the check-in. Appreciate it. 7-3s, KA2000.
Jack, am I making it? This is 7-2-IK.
Yeah, you sure are. Almost full quieting.
Okay, thanks. That's about 10 watts, I guess. Hit 2IK.
Yep, if you're in the right spot, you can hit this repeater fairly easy. I have to use a beam from where I am, but must be you might be a little higher or something down there. Okay, very good. KA2000.
Hit 2IK, Cliff.